And it's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2016 SHOT Show at the Sands Convention Center, Las Vegas, Nevada. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, my guest, Doug Koenig. Doug, welcome.
Thank you, John.
Got to get that mic a little closer to the face.
Thank you, John.
There, people can hear you now.
All right.
That's what we're looking for. Awesome stuff. I know it's early. We just got on the show floor like literally 45 minutes ago. Tons of new product to look at, especially within the Smith & Wesson catalog. Tell me anything that's sticking out for you at this point.
Well, you know, the new Victory 22 is, you know, in my opinion, going to be a great, great product. You know, price point, getting new shooters involved, super accurate. I was shooting at the range again yesterday on media day, shooting at the target they had out there, 12-inch plate at 50 yards.
Wow.
You know, just banging away at it. I mean, the gun is really shooter-friendly. You know, I'm very excited about that. You know, I think it's perfect for, you know, like I said, new shooters, getting the kids involved. At a great price point. And I think, you know, you'll see us probably shooting at Steel Nationals
there
this
we
year
go.
Rimfire.
Yes,
I think it's going to be perfect
It's going to be good for competition. Look, and Lisa Cinquino has arrived. Hello, Lisa. this particular SHOT Show is an interesting one because there is a lot of new product. There's a lot of new announcement across the board.
It is. It's pretty crazy. You know, I mean, in years past, I think the industry has been so busy just keeping up.
Right.
With you know, current stuff, I am excited because I'm hearing the buzz, seeing a lot of new product. I can't wait to try to sneak out here at some point this week and just look at some of the stuff and check it out.
Well, exciting news as well on your front. The you know, you got new guy working with you on the show.
Yeah, for the show, you know, championship season. I've got Tom Miranda producing the show now this year in 2016. I'm really excited about that. We've kind of totally revamped the show. You know, in the past, it was each episode was either all shooting or all hunting, and now we've blended. Every episode will have some of each. We also have conservation. We've got some, you know, stuff in me background with the boys and preparing for the matches more.
Right.
And just some home stuff, just telling a little different story. And he's, you know, fabulous. He's been in the industry, you know, producing TV forever. And I'm really, really excited to be able to work with him.
It's an interesting thing when you bring in a new set of eyes, a fresh take on something that you already have molded into something that's successful, because it can then evolve. And
right.
It's difficult, and I know this because we do it. Shooting USA is what we do, and it's difficult to evolve it within everybody's comfort level. And
And
you need a new person. You need new ideas. You need new blood to make that happen, and I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, me too. It's really been a you know, breath of fresh air for me. You know, just like you're saying, for me, this is my 29th SHOT Show, you know, almost 30 years now competing.
Gosh.
And you get kind of stuck in doing the same thing mentally, and the show was starting to do that too, you know.
Yeah.
So I felt like it was time to kind of retool it, tell a different story, tell more of a story than just, hey, here I am, bang, bang, bang on the targets, or here I am on a hunt, bang, there goes the deer.
Right.
You know, explain what we're doing, why we're doing it, where we're at, and the history. And I'm real excited. This week's show has got some Sportsman's Team Challenge, and then we transition into a red stag hunt that I was
cool.
on with Zach last year. So it's really exciting and been really great.
That's fun. Make sure we tell people where they can watch it.
Yeah, it's on Sportsman Channel. You know, my prime time is 7 o'clock Thursday night. And if they're, you know, they can catch it Monday afternoons, I think at 5:30. So it's three times a week, you know, from now through June.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very good. On the competition front, you mentioned Steel National.
Yeah.
Hopeful that that's coming up for us as well.
Exactly.
As always, the Bianchi Cup.
Yeah.
International Bianchi or International NRA?
Yeah, the World Championship. NRA Action World Shoot is in New Zealand this year.
Beautiful.
In November.
Yeah.
So I'm a little torn. I mean, obviously, I love New Zealand. I love Action Pistol. I love the World Championship. You know, the only kicker to me, it's that I think the dates are November 8th through 12th, and any of the hunters out there know that that's like
that's an
prime time in the Midwest, whitetail hunting. So that's a little bit tough, but, you know, I'm excited to go back down there and try to defend my title. And, you know, Bianchi this year has got kind of a new format they're going to run with. I'm not sure if you know or don't know.
Let's talk about that because you're helping me right now.
So the match, instead of traditionally starting on a Wednesday, they're going to start Tuesday afternoon. And everybody will shoot through and be done by midday on, like, lunchtime around Friday.
Okay.
all shoot-offs, tie breakers, and all that will be done Friday.
Right.
And then they'll take top 16 and open.
Okay, great.
I think it's top four in each of the rest of the categories. And Saturday morning, we'll shoot the whole match again.
Wow. Okay, awesome.
And then for the open, I know for sure, we'll shoot the first three, you know, practical, barricade, and plates. And then they'll retool up, re-squad. And when we go up to the move, we're going to shoot on the upper movers.
Yeah.
Side by side.
Yes.
Head to head.
Wow.
And see who
I have not heard any of this, but they are building something that, you know, at that point, we've stacked a 16-man bracket. The best shooters this time who showed up in Columbia now populate this 16-man bracket, and we're gonna whittle that down to your – oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
That's exciting.
It is.
That's exciting
stuff.
You
know, you talk about, you know, fitting a mold. I mean, the cup has essentially been the same for, you know,
well,
however many years I
shot. How do we make that more exciting? And,
exactly.
And this is it. We had kind of talked about maybe an idea to do that at one point, but I am super excited to know that they've actually pulled the trigger
on
it.
They have. That's
fantastic.
A big step. That's a big step. So.
All right. Well, I know a guy who works there who might be prepared to comment on such a thing. So I'm going to run the traps the rest of the week, see if I can find Damian, get him on this podcast, and really run that down. But I already got the straight dirt from the number one shooter in the game. That is exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Well, tell me about stuff that you've got planned. We've talked about Steel National.
Yep.
We've talked about Bianchi Cup. We may be going to New Zealand. We're not sure yet. That's going to kind of overlap hunting season. What else do we have planned for the show and competition?
Well, for the show, I'm going to be back down in Argentina. Actually, Bass Pro Shop had done a sweepstakes giveaway where a lucky winner will win a hunt with me to Argentina.
For birds?
For red stag and doves.
Oh, awesome.
And that'll be the first week in April. So we'll film that, of course.
Neat.
And, you know, I'm going to probably head back over to Scotland in the fall, looking at some Roosevelt elk out in Oregon.
Okay.
Going to do that trip. And, you know, actually also working on Sportsman's Team Challenge.
Yes.
Looking at a new venue for that. I'm kind of getting involved in helping that match kind of restructure, regroup.
Right.
Looks like we, good chance, might be moving it up to Hornady's Range.
Yeah. Hey, fantastic place.
Yeah, fantastic. Grand Island.
Yep.
They've got the facility, and
they
obviously Hornady wants to get back involved. So a lot of really great things. But, and, you know, there's a chance I still want to try to get to shoot Camp Perry. I know they've got you can shoot optics now.
So we got Carl kind of leaning on you a little bit to come out to Camp
Perry. He is. He's been pulling my chain for a couple of years trying to get me to go. So this might be the year. And same thing. I'm always looking for something new and fresh. And, you know, USPSA has the carry optics.
Yes.
So I'm going to put a little time. I'm going to shoot Florida Open in February in that category.
That'll be a fun one.
It will. And
good time
of year
to be in Florida.
I think it's about 15 at home today.
Yeah,
so.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, they're calling for snow in Nashville as well. So, you know, I mean, shut it down. But outstanding stuff. Well, it's going to be an exciting 2016.
It is.
And I'm thoroughly excited to see the new versions of this show as it continues to kind of get legs under it with the new help. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be others that are involved. Any other new sponsors we need to touch on?
Yeah, I've got some new sponsors this year. You know, Chamber View started mid-year last year, and that's a safety product that goes in the action.
Mm-hmm.
They're orange of the firearms.
Right.
So you always know that the gun is safe,
whether it's
on the rack, out of the bag, on the line. It's really a great product. I'm all about safety, you know, with my kids and new shooters in general and experienced shooters. You know, we're all, you know, in the middle of a match, unload, show clear, but you can never be too safe.
Safe enough, I mean, always err on the side of safety.
Absolutely.
And it's an interesting thing. In all of the long gun competition, all of the precision rifle stuff that I'm doing, anytime you come off the line, it's bolt open, chamber flag in.
Exactly.
Same with multi-gun. Anytime you're going to rack your rifle or your shotgun, there's got to be a chamber flag.
And it needs to transition into the hunting. I was just on a duck hunt with my son, Zach, and, you know, we took our shotguns out of the case. I had the chamber views, you know, in the action, and the outfitter's like, hey, what's that? And I explained to him what it was, and I could see the wheels churning for him because he's taking clients every day. You know, there's guns coming in and out of cases. You never know if a guy took that last shell out, didn't.
Yep.
So it's great. You know, and a couple
And it's easy to do, and they make a quality product because it clips in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, awesome.
So a couple other companies. I've got Custom Metal Products. Signed them on this year. They've got some great steel targets and really looking forward to working with them. I got some of them this fall, been banging on them. Super, super quality.
Awesome.
They're always looking to innovate and come up with some new ideas. So I'm working closely with them.
Good.
On that.
Can never have enough steel. Steel's awesome. Steel targets are the best. Especially if you're going to take a new shooter out. You know what I mean? Guys who haven't had any experience at all, or kids, that instant feedback from steel is immeasurable.
There is nothing like the bang and clang of steel.
Yep.
That's why we love Steel
Nationals.
I love
it. Exactly right.
I mean, that's the whole excitement of that. You know, shooting paper is great. It's got its purpose, but
right.
It's definitely not as exciting as banging steel.
100%. So. That's awesome.
And then I've got H&M Black Nitride. You know, this year I'm going to have all my guns, processed. You know, I love the way it protects and hardens, the material. You know, I'm shooting, 40, 50,000 rounds through my guns. I need to have, that type of treatment to help, with the weather conditions and wear and tear, things like that. So we'll be doing that on some of my steel guns and my Bianchi gun. You know, you'll see that they're going to look a little different this year.
New Bianchi gun this year, I hear tell? Or
the same gun.
Yeah.
You know,
some pieces new, maybe.
Some pieces,
some secret
new.
Pieces.
Yeah, some stuff. You never know.
Yeah, H&M's an interesting company because they do, they're metal treatment, not
right.
a coating.
Exactly.
In all sorts of industry, including aerospace and including for NASA. They've got pieces that have been black nitrided on Mars, man. Crazy.
Well,
they're inside dragster motors, top fuel dragster motors. I mean, that is a neat operation.
It really is. Yeah. It's a neat process, and it is super, super tough. I found out the hard way I was going to recrown a barrel and realized that I wasn't going to do it with my hand crowning tool.
Yeah.
So, it's tough. It's durable, weather resistant. I mean,
and it looks good.
It does look good.
Top notch.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff, Doug. Well, as always, it's a pleasure, and we'll have more for you from the 2016 SHOT Show, Las Vegas, Nevada.